six, a strong six.
A strong six.
Are we ready, strong six? I just named us. We're the strong six. Okay, here we go. Library Joint Powers Authority Board meeting for Monday, December 7th will come to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Supervisor Friend.
Here.
Supervisor McPherson.
Here.
Councilmember Matthews.
Here.
Councilmember Reed. Councilmember Termini.
Here.
Councilmember Terrazas. Citizen Campbell.
Here.
Citizen Dexter.
Here.
And Citizen Mosier.
May I have a motion to approve this evening's agenda? And are there any additions or deletions? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. We'll move on to oral communications. Anyone from the public who would like to address the Library Joint Powers Board? And our good friend Randy Johnson from Scotts Valley is here as the alternate to Jim Reed.
I suppose a welcome is in order.
Scotts Valley. And we welcome you.
To Scotts Valley.
Yes.
Where Santa Claus was last.
And once again, anyone from the public would like to address the Library JPA on items that are not on this evening's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move along to staff recognition.
Okay. Tonight is a very special recognition. We have one, Maya McClellan, but the wonderful thing about this recognition is it comes from the public. And someone took the time to tell us what a good job she had done, and we are able to recognize her for her work.
Very good. And how did this groundswell occur?
Some people just really like to say thank you to us.
Okay.
And they email us, or they call us, or they tell us on the reference desk, and we make note of that.
Make a statement? We have no, nothing more? I'm going to embellish it?
I can if you really want me to.
Good.
I can give a dramatic reading.
Yes. I was actually fishing for a dramatic reading.
Oh, do you want one?
Yes, I do.
All right. Give me a
second. The longer I can keep Zach Friend at this meeting tonight, the better I'll be.
Oh, is that the goal? I didn't know.
As long as it's an iambic pentameter.
It isn't. It won't be. All right. I called a few weeks ago and spoke with an employee about renting a movie projector for my teen son's upcoming birthday party. The employee was so very helpful, enthusiastic, and polite. She gave great customer service, and she should be admired and celebrated. Thank you, patron Christine Copeland.
Done. All right. Well done. Friends of the Santa Cruz Public Libraries report.
Hello, I'm Cordelia Neff, the executive director of the Friends of the Santa Cruz Public Libraries. So it's been a busy time. It is a busy time for us. First report is we sent out this lovely invitation to all of our donors. It is for our New Year's Eve gala, a novel event to stay at home in this busy season. You have all these commitments, but we're inviting you to stay at home. But please send a hostess gift. And since we are in Scotts Valley, I just want to point out that the layout of the invitation was done by Sarah Campos, who works here in this branch. Oh, by the way, it's raised $2,500 so far. We have mailed out our new donors drive. So every year at this time, we send out a letter to new people, hoping that they will join us in raising money for the library. This Saturday, the Big Friends had our holiday book sale in the downtown library, and we raised $1,600, which is a personal record for a small in-library sale for me. The Scotts Valley sometimes can beat it, but that's the biggest I've done. Our Felton chapter has had a wonderful celebration party for the acquisition of the new land for their library. Many of you were there. Upcoming, the Scotts Valley Holiday Book Sale will be this Saturday right here, 10 to 4. The gala has a social media and e-newsletter campaign component to it, so we will be continuing to push this and try and get some last donations. The week between Christmas and New Year's is the biggest donation time for nonprofits, and so we are well poised to take advantage of that. And going on with that, we are sending out our quarterly newsletter a tad early this year. It would ordinarily go out the first week of January, but again, because it also solicits donations and that magic time period is coming up, we're going to send it out in the next couple weeks. And that's it from the front.
Very good. Thank you. Member reports. Anyone? Okay. We'll go to the interim library director's report regarding the new library director recruitment.
Right. On December 10th, this week, June Garcia, who is the person that we have hired to recruit the new library director, will be in Santa Cruz for the whole day. She's going to meet with the facilities financing authority. She's going to meet with the staff, senior management at the library, and then she's going to have a community meeting at 5. It'll probably end up starting around 5:30, given the traffic, at the Aptos Branch Library. And what I wanted to do, because some of you have contacted me individually, you won't be able to see her when she's in town that day. I wanted to give you an opportunity to discuss what you would like to see in a new director and the characteristics, the things you want the recruiter to pay attention to. Kira's going to take those notes specially, and then we will make them available to June. I also invite you to write something specific directly from you. I will make sure that June receives that. Let me know if there's any other way that I can help you talk to her or contact her. I will be happy to do that and make that easier for you. So what sorts of things would you like to see?
And June is the consultant that we used the last time as well.
She is the consultant we used the last time.
Absolutely brilliant. Let's go around. Shall
okay.
We? Do you have any input?
The thing that comes to the top of my head is just continuing kind of our leadership and then the technology arena, just how we've really developed that. And, you know, that really stands out to me about the system, that we continue to dedicate resources to that, that that director have experience.
Okay. Thank you. Randy?
Thank you. Well, you know, leadership is just about everything. And now you have a core of excellent employees that I think over the years you've gravitated, not really gravitated towards, but you've developed in a special sort of way, and making sure that that core group is kept intact just for morale and also to serve the public is extremely important.
Thank you. Zach?
It's just such a significant transition time for the library. I think having somebody that can come in with an understanding of what the needs of the staff will be in the transition, what the community will be, which are not necessarily the same thing, but to be able to bridge that would be a good thing. I think that we're asking a lot of the employees, quite frankly, with the governance switch and with the tax measure, and just a lot of things are coming down, that role would need to be the most solid rock in representing that interest to the public and to the new governance structure. That is a large ask, but you can tell when there are people that can bridge the divide and people that are coming in and can only operationally do things, and I think that this is somebody that has to have a much more holistic approach that can actually be the face of the community in a stronger way. One of the changes of eliminating electeds, which I think would be a good thing, is it actually elevates that role to the community in a new way. So this person is going to have that sort of role that I don't believe previous library directors have really been asked to fulfill.
Thank you. Bruce?
I agree with the, just to assure the employees in the library system that they will be, I would say, protected, but well taken care of. You know, as we have said time and again on this board, that we want to assure that. But I wanted to make sure we emphasize that this discussion about what is the Santa Cruz library system, it's a 10-branch system. Let's make sure that everybody is involved and included in what we go forward with. It makes it complicated in some respects, but it is what it is, and it's what we want and what this county wants. So I just want to have some assurance that the libraries throughout Santa Cruz County are get their fair share, shall we say, and that they have, if when they do, they will be able to better serve the county public.
Thank you.
Oh, what a time to last. It's mostly been said. But No one has mentioned, although it seems obvious on its face, strong library experience. And ideally experience with the multi-branch system, although it's somewhat in the short term, again, ideally some experience with facilities development, because that's going to be driving us for the next several years. Kind of along the lines of what Zach mentioned, just a leadership presence. Because we are going to be going through so many changes internally and with all these facility development projects, someone who really is the face, people think, oh, that person is the library director, would be ideal. And again, someone who has experience, both vision and experience with what we've talked about as the 21st century library in terms of technology and the emerging role of library programs, being a community resource, all of the above.
Very good. I think Martha may have another or two.
Well, I did. I did actually write a list. Aside from walking on water, I'm not going to go through my whole list because I'll leave it with you, Janice. But I did want to say, everything everyone has said, I think, is critical. I personally agree with Cynthia that someone with library experiences, and especially public library experience, is really critical. And I would prefer someone with a master's degree in library science. What I call demonstrated project management experience. Experiencing managing a large-scale library project that involved building consensus between all the communities, citizens, public, patrons, staff, oversight committees, and extra points for candidates who have managed a facilities project. So just that demonstrated project management experience. Experience working in a multi-jurisdictional library system. We've talked about multi-branch, but I think one of the unique features of this system is that we have four jurisdictions. And it's not uncommon for libraries to be a city-county system or something like that, but we have four jurisdictions. And I think having someone who has worked with multiple governing agencies would be really, really good. Someone who has worked with public employee unions and personnel, just general personnel management and budget kinds of things. But a community leader, this is something everybody else has said too, someone who has an ability to work with library supporters across the community as advisors, funders, advocates for library services. So, and walk on water. On top of all of that.
That's an extra class you pay a lot for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand this is a challenge. I understand it's a challenge, but it's also an exciting opportunity. Because I think the system is really in good shape. The staff has a lot of creativity. We just need somebody who can come in and inspire that creativity and help bring the resources to bear to bring those ideas to fruition. And there's got to be somebody to do that.
For me, and not that it's a direction that would necessarily be taken, but the option being out there to hire someone who is strong administratively and may not have the degree in library science, in which case there would be some restructuring, there'd be a county librarian and an administrator. I think administrative strength, the ability to deal with the different jurisdictions, it would be great if we could find someone who had all of those qualities. But just having the option of choosing someone who may not have the library degree and then elevate someone to county librarian along with them, that could bring us in a new direction. So I'm pleased to see that that's out there for our consultant. Yes,
Bruce? You might want to add just one thing, but I hope that the new library director has the same positive, friendly attitude as our interim director. Just done
a
fantastic
job.
Personality.
That's the truth. You have watched sausages being made for years, and you stepped right into the factory. It was just the best. I loved it.
And you tried to warn me, too.
I warned you well. No, don't do it. And you did it. You did a heck of a job. It was wonderful.
Thank you. That's the toughest. Very good.
Anything else? Then we'll move on to the consent agenda, the minutes, the narrative for November, the performance measures, and the financial snapshot. Any questions on the consent agenda by the public? Board members? And I'll entertain a motion, single motion for the consent agenda.
Move the consent agenda.
There's been a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Our one piece of business, the contract with TBWB. Janice.
You have the contract here. This is the consulting firm that Carlos recommended. They've actually begun work, and Nicole is here, and she can answer any specific questions that they have. Been looking at all of our data and making recommendations, thinking about the ballot language, and thinking about all of the approach that we have to take before it actually becomes a measure, and looking at all the deadlines we have to meet. There's certainly a timeline that we have to be aware of. And if you have specific questions, I can try to answer, or Nicole will answer.
Nicole, do you have anything to say to us first?
I don't.
Available for questions?
I'm available.
Board members? Questions? Randy? I see a questioning look.
Always right. not at the moment.
Okay. Anyone?
Yeah. I noticed that their set fee includes the preparation of an informational mailer down the line, which I thoroughly support. So I want to make sure that that is included in that. That's not, the cost for the mailer is not included in their contract amount. It's another $20,000 or something.
They're going to be designing the mailer, yeah. But to actually send it out, mailing it is extra.
Yeah.
But they're working on a fact sheet right now, and then they're going to do the informational mailer, which will be separate. Plus the ballot language.
Yeah, but my point is that it's no longer our budget moving forward. So I want to make sure that the new governance structure includes enough money to actually mail that informational mailer.
Right. That'll come separately.
Yeah. And that's a separate cost. And then under approval of materials, which is item 6, it says the client is responsible for giving final approval, and I'm just curious what you envision as the process and timeline.
So
who is client?
So the client is the Library Joint Powers Board, which as it transitions to the new governing board, it will be the administrators who will sign off on the materials. So they're drafting things now, so they weren't ready for this meeting. So assuming the new board is seated in January. So depending on what's available at that meeting, there might be something for them to sign off on. But they're moving very quickly, so I imagine things will start to come out.
My only concern is that it's not so much on the information sheet, although even there, I can see a value to having some other eyes going over some of the materials, because there are so many different interests and views, and just having been in this sort of project before, you can just catch certain words or certain phrases. You know, the consultants are going to do their best job, but there can just be certain things that make someone, you know, catch. And so I think just having someone assist in the review without bogging it down into a very lengthy committee process, death by committee. But as it transitions to just the administrators, I think just getting other eyes on it could be helpful. So that was my main...
On that subject, I would assume there would be enough time for the administrators to bring the material to their various bodies for them to take a look at, that it won't just be a single meeting, gavel slammed. And
well, don't count on it.
Sure that there are people who are particularly interested in being involved in that process. Maybe we can set something up outside of the governing board meetings where those folks have some sort of input?
Well, it would certainly be outside of the governing board meetings. What I'm trying to do is form some sort of a rhythm so that our representatives on the new governing board
right.
will look to their elected officials mm-hmm. for guidance.
And I don't think we have to decide it right now, but even if it's, you know, there's a short list of people and you just email them the draft and say, get back to me with your comments by Friday or something, mm-hmm. just so you catch those nuances that can help or not.
Agreed. Any other questions? Okay. So.
Along those lines, I mean, presumably at some point there's going to be a new Citizens Advisory Committee formed.
And
that group I would think would be important in weighing in on some of these
things. The only thing, that group, all the jurisdictions are going to start to advertise.
Right. I know it may not, the timing.
It's a couple of months away.
I understand, but I mean, eventually I would see that group
so
as
Cynthia's
being,
suggestion of a short list might help in the interim,
right.
because we're going to recruit immediately, but they might not have their first meeting
right.
until March or
right.
something, with just the delay.
But that would be an appropriate role for them, should they, but they won't be,
right. one or two or whatever.
Right.
So is there a motion to approve? Oh, wait. Public. Anyone would like to weigh in on this? Seeing none. A motion to approve this contract?
So moved. Second.
I just need to abstain
from the vote. As you wish. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? And one abstention? Supervisor Frank. Any questions on written communications against them or favored consent law? I skipped other business. That's right. You had other business.
Well,
Martha.
Yeah, this follows on from the recruitment discussion. I'm curious about, and I understand that the next board will be, I guess, outlining the timeline and all of that. At this point, we don't really have a timeline.
We have a draft of a timeline. We have a timeline that includes. Because we're having to guess because the board isn't seated yet.
Right.
So we know when all the jurisdictions are going to vote, and so we have that timeline, and then Nicole and I were talking today about what our best thoughts were about how this can go, how fast this can go, but ultimately it's up to the board administrators. But to decide when the citizen board is formed and to decide all of these other things and to weigh in on how the work goes forward with the parcel tax.
Right. Well, on the recruitment, though, that board then will be deciding how the recruitment will go forward and
that's right.
what kind of input,
right.
in terms of interviewing
and they will be meeting
with
June Garcia.
Right, and presumably there will be some input from the jurisdiction, what the candidates will be talking to more than
yes. Yeah, the intention is to involve people all the way through.
Okay.
Okay,
and that's what that will be coming out of the new board will lay out that plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually have something else.
Yes.
This is probably as good place as any. A couple of us have talked about the jurisdictions naming their representatives to the new advisory committee, and the city of Santa Cruz makes all its commission appointments in January, and so I've talked to the city clerk about advertising for those positions as well. So we receive applications, do interviews, and make a decision at the end of January. And you said you put that on your.
It's on our agenda this Thursday.
Yeah. County.
And the county is on when? Which meeting?
But
it's the 15th.
It's the 15th.
And you'll be naming your representatives.
Well, we're not
going
to name representatives, but we were going to form, we're going to direct staff to advertise.
Correct. Right. That's what I mean.
Right.
Yes.
So we're going to be requesting nominations. On
same
the
deal. Okay. And my only request then, when I imagine the designation of the representatives will be done in January from this people. That the administrators convene that group as soon as possible, because you said they may not meet till March. But my God, we're going to be having a campaign underway. So I think as soon as they can be named, they should meet and get with the program.
Dennis and I talked about accelerating that when possible. So
well, with the advertising,
we are going to do
it gets
our best
tricky.
To do that.
Any other business? We'll move on once again. Security incidents, website statistics, questions, comments from the public? Seeing none? Seeing one. Please do.
Since this is our final meeting, we do get the security incidents, and they're a concern. And they're not only a concern downtown, they happen in various places.
They do.
And I think that's something that we, particularly the elected members, have taken seriously, paying attention to them and kind of ramping up the consequences and keeping an eye on how the security issues are handled. And that's something that I would hope, as the governance shifts to the administrators, that they are equally sensitive to that, because those are the issues that make people feel comfortable coming to their libraries or not. So I just want to put in a plug for that.
Very good. With regard to the board meeting calendar, we don't have one. And with regard to our next meeting being none, there is only one thing that can make us meet again. And we have representatives from all four bodies sitting at this table. If any of those bodies declines to approve the agreements in front of them, I will see you here next month. So if that's any kind of incentive, take it to heart. Is there a motion to adjourn this final meeting of this very long-standing?
I have one thing I would
like
to say. And I do thank all of you for the comments for the staff. The staff has been remarkable. We are not finished with the process, but they have been remarkable all the way through. It's been several years. It's not just been 1 year, even a few months. And they continue to give the best kind of library service anybody could want, and I am always pleased when I hear you speak of that. And we think very highly of you. You've been with us through all kinds of crazy things. And we do not have the ability to give you each a BMW or something and thanks.
That's why Randy got this time nudge Jim out tonight. You
know. However, we can and we have made your library cards fine free.
No, don't tell me.
Do you realize this is a lifelong librarian? You have just granted.
You know, we can do it, and we did it.
Okay. I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Okay.
No, because that's
you have to bring it back
eventually. I have to get the books read.
And I think it's the very least we can do. We really so appreciate you have all supported us individually and as a group. And this was all we could do, and we wanted to do it.
Do we have to report that on our form?
only if you incur fines that are forgiven. So
more than $50.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a lot of fines. You know, as you've heard,
that's a lot.
We totally appreciate you, Janice, stepping in during all the fire, and Nicole. I don't know how you did the last 2 years. You, well
Nicole
done.
Nicole is a huge support.
Well done. I mean, just dealing with these guys.
I heard it. I heard it.
Any final comments, board members?
I'd like to make a comment after we adjourn.
Then a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second?
Second.
We are now adjourned.
And now that we are no longer conducting